Hey, can you hear me? Hey, it's gonna be okay. You're okay. That's it. Cough it out. Get all that seawater out of your system. That can't taste good. It's okay. Here, lift your head a little. I'll help here. You can just put your head in my lap. Yeah, there you go. You're alive, thank goodness. I said you're alive. Yes, you are. I promise. You're not dead. Not on my watch. You came pretty close, though. The waves really pulled you under. One second you were above the water, cutting through the waves, and then you just weren't. I mean, I looked away for half a second, and you were just gone. And then, 10 seconds later, you still hadn't risen to the surface, so I knew something was wrong. And here we are. But you're okay. I made sure of it. I dove in after you as fast as I could. It was so scary, under the waves, and not being able to see anything, not knowing which way is up or which way is down, or... But I found you, and I grabbed onto you tight. And then, of course, another wave came and kind of knocked us around a little. But then, I found my way to the surface, and I held you out of the water, and... I'm just really glad that you're okay. It's funny, in my 2 years of being a lifeguard, I've actually never had to give anyone CPR before. It's pretty crazy. For the most part, my job is just me sitting down, watching people play beach volleyball and build sandcastles. It's a pretty easy job until a few minutes ago. Don't be sorry for making my job harder. I mean, it's good practice. And this was bound to happen eventually. I'm lucky that when it did happen, it was someone as cute as you. Are you okay? You're just looking a little bit pale. Here. Lift your head a little. I'm just gonna give you a little more cushion. Yeah. Okay. There you go. This is good. I'm sure you'll be back on your feet in no time. But until then, I'll sit with you here and wait for you to recover, okay? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you just nearly drowned. I'm not gonna let you just stand up and walk it off. Look, I know what it's like. I've surfed pretty much my whole life, and I've gotten caught in a few currents myself, and it's scary. It takes a lot of bravery to get back on the water again after something like that. But I'm sure you will. You'll be fine. You just need to take a few minutes to try to relax your heartbeat and recognize that you're alive and breathing, and nothing can hurt you from here. Ah. How about this? How about you try to focus on the noises around you, okay? So listen to the waves, the people playing on the beach, the seagulls, my voice. Yeah, there you go. It's relaxing, huh? You're totally safe. I promise. What's wrong? You're embarrassed? No. No way, don't be. I saw you before you fell into the water. I was watching you, and you were doing amazing out there. I mean, you're a great surfer. You could go pro, I bet. I'm not exaggerating. You could, if you wanted to. I mean, with a little more practice, I bet you could. No, really, though. I was watching you for an hour straight, at least. You're incredible. Yeah, I said I was watching you, so what? Well, you caught my attention. I mean, look at you. You are the most attractive person on this beach. What else am I gonna look at, That kid building a sandcastle? That mom sunbathing? I don't think so. You don't live here, do you? Well, for one, I've never seen you here before. And I definitely would have noticed you if you'd been here before. And two, I can usually spot the tourists from the locals. Where are you from? And so, what are you doing here? Vacationing? Ah, so you are on vacation. And how's it going so far? Apart from drowning. Cool. How long are you staying? So maybe I'll see you around. I look forward to that. Just hopefully under different circumstances. You've got sand in your hair. You've got sand everywhere. But that's how you know that you've had a good beach day, Or nearly drowned and had to be dragged across the sand, that too. But hey, I have a feeling that you're gonna look back on this, and it'll be a fun story to tell. You can tell people that you were surfing, and, you know, if you wanna spice up the story a little, you could say that, like, a shark pulled you under, but you fought it off unscathed. But then you got caught in a current. And then the coolest lifeguard you've ever seen, that part's really important, had to dive in after you and bring you to shore. And then you just had to rest your head in her lap for a little while. And then you maybe asked for her phone number or something. I don't know. I'll give it to you once you're on your feet. Well, I don't exactly have a pen and paper on me. But, you know, maybe we can go surfing sometime. Sounds good. Hey, for now, just focus on resting. It's okay. Steady breaths. In. And out. In and out. There you go. Just a heads up, we have a bit of an audience right now. Pretty much everyone on the beach right now is looking at us, yeah. Well, I think someone drowning is the most exciting thing that's happened at this beach in a long time. Apart from the time that someone got hit in the face by a beach volleyball and had to get stitches. Yeah, that was messy. Oh, there was blood everywhere. But yeah, no, apart from that, the beach is usually pretty quiet and not a lot happens here. It's mostly just kids building sandcastles and their parents pretending to watch them. But the pier is pretty nice. Have you been there? Oh, you have to. There are so many cute gift shops and so much great food. It would be a crime if you went your entire vacation without going on the pier. Well, then make that your goal. Yeah, make sure that you get soft serve ice cream on the pier. That is chef's kiss. Yeah, I always get soft serve ice cream. Like, usually after my shift, I'll treat myself to some. Well, here's an idea. Maybe we should get some together. Yeah. What do you say? Well, then it's a date. Do you want me to take you into the shade, by the way? I was in such a hurry to make sure that you were okay that I didn't bother taking you out of the sun. Okay, so you're not, like, totally blinded right now. Okay, good. Oh, you feel ready to sit up? Are you sure? Because you can lie here for as long as you want. Okay. Yeah, here. I got you. Let's get you up. How's that? You feel okay? You're not dizzy or anything? Okay. Nice to meet you officially. So, can I give you my phone number? Okay, let's head over to my lifeguard post, because I have a pen over there. Okay, come on.